Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Spotlight. I am Anubha Rohatgi, and today we will discuss Prime Minister Modi's Keralam and Tamil Nadu visits. Joining me in the discussion is political analyst Mr. Shekhar Iyer. Mr. Iyer, welcome to Akashwani's Spotlight program.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Iyer, Prime Minister Modi visited Keralam and Tamil Nadu today, where he inaugurated and laid foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 16,000 crore rupees across key sectors. Can you tell us a little more in detail about these projects?
Today, this was a very important occasion where he launched nearly 11,000 crore worth projects in Keralam and more than 5,000 crore worth of projects in Tamil Nadu. Now, both these states are headed for assembly elections in a short time. And these projects were launched long ago, and today they were dedicated to the nation. So some of these projects include setting up a new polymer facility, the BPCL, and also launching of new highway connectivity, as well as village roads or Gram Sadak Yojana. That is also a very one thing. So these are good signals to show the commitment of the central government to the states, particularly infrastructure development and other activities. And one thing that has come out clear today is, despite political differences and despite, because of these differences, these governments which have been ruled by different parties have often accused the center of a stepfatherly treatment towards them. But the fact is, the fact that the Prime Minister is there both in Keralam, rather was there in Keralam and in Tamil Nadu to inaugurate these projects, go to show that without any bias or prejudice, whatever is due for those states have been done. And today is a proof that these projects which are being dedicated to the nation will go in the long way in improving economic activity in these two states.
Prime Minister Modi, addressed public rallies in both the states. And in his Keralam rally, he spoke about the unit that was inaugurated at the Kochi refinery of Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited. So let's listen to what he said.
आत्मनिर्भर भारत बनाने के लिए, मेक इन इंडिया के लिए पेट्रोलियम सेक्टर का विस्तार बहुत आवश्यक है। आज कोच्चि रिफाइनरी में पॉलीप्रोपाइलिन यूनिट के शिलान्यास के पीछे भी यही लक्ष्य है। इस यूनिट से हर साल अराउंड 4 लाख टन पॉलीप्रोपाइलिन का प्रोडक्शन होगा। आने वाले समय में ये प्लांट पैकेजिंग, टेक्सटाइल, ऑटोमोबाइल, मेडिकल डिवाइसेज ऐसी अनेक फैक्ट्रीज को सपोर्ट करेगा।
मिस्टर आयर, प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी स्पोक अबाउट आत्मनिर्भरता, ही स्पोक अबाउट मेक इन इंडिया। सो व्हाट इज द सिग्निफिकेंस ऑफ द सेंटर अंडर द लीडरशिप ऑफ प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी फोकसिंग on this very important sector, not just this sector, but even, like we spoke about earlier, the projects were in the fields of rural connectivity, highway development, renewable energy, lubricants manufacturing. So what is the significance of the government's focus on these sectors, not just for these two states, but for the nation as a whole?
These are all high impact projects which the Prime Minister has inaugurated today. And definitely they will go in a long way in accelerating the development of the states, particularly those regions which will benefit from these projects. So that is why today he said that wherever, in order to build a self-reliant India, we have to see that we are committed to make in India. And particularly the expansion of petroleum sector, petroleum products and byproducts is very, very important. See, as today nation is looking for becoming a global manufacturing and technology hub, whether it is semiconductors or whether it is the field of artificial intelligence, these all require sustainable energy production. So therefore, in whichever way we can proceed, because we have been dependent largely on import of these petroleum-related products for our energy requirement. But gradually, we want to reduce them. And we are also looking at alternative sources of energy. But what is the driving point is to see that how we can become self-reliant, if not immediately, for a period of time. Mm-hmm. And all our states, particularly the states that the Prime Minister visited today, both Keralam and Tamil Nadu, these states have huge potential. And Tamil Nadu is already a highly industrialized state.
Right.
But at the same time, infrastructure that is necessary has been taken into account, and these projects, which were launched, say, a couple of years ago or 3-4 years ago, have today come to conclusion.
The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of a 50 megawatt floating solar project in Keralam's Kollam district. So how crucial is it for India, which is a major importer of crude oil, to build and strengthen projects in the renewable energy sector, especially in the present geopolitical scenario? And not just, you know, to fulfill our energy security needs, but also to fulfill our clean energy goals as well.
You see, solar energy, you know, India has such a huge potential because it is blessed with bright sunlight, you know, almost the many months of the year. Therefore, the center has rolled out several projects, including, you know, the project for individual homes to produce electricity themselves and supply to the grid. That's a project which is the latest project that was announced in the budget in the previous year and has been continuing. Now, in the case of floating solar power station, because Kerala is blessed with lot of water bodies. There are backwaters, and already these backwaters serve as inland waterways. So the idea is that along with that, they can have floating solar power project. So today he laid the foundation stone for a 50 watt a solar power station, which can, you know, keep moving on the, which can float on the water bodies and generate electricity and supply them to the nearby villages or wherever they are anchored or stationed. This is a very, very big initiative, and this will give a boost to solar power generation, particularly in states like Kerala, where land availability is less compared to other places because of high density population.
The Prime Minister also spoke about the situation in West Asia during his Keralam rally today. Let's listen to what he said.
Main ek aur vishay par aaj aapse charcha karna chahta hu. Gulf mein, वेस्ट एशिया में जो कुछ हो रहा है उसे आप सभी का चिंतित होना बहुत स्वाभाविक। हमारे लाखों भाई बहन वहां काम करते, लेकिन साथियों, जब भी हमारा कोई देशवासी संकट में पड़ा, हमने उसे सुरक्षित बचाने के लिए पूरी ताकत लगा दी। इराक में फंसी नर्सों को बचाने की बात हो या यमन के आतंकवादियों के चंगुल से फादर टॉम को आजाद कराने का काम, आज का भारत अपने नागरिकों को संकट में अकेला नहीं छोड़ता।
Mr. Iyer, given the fact that a very large segment of Keralam's population lives and works in West Asia, as the Prime Minister himself was saying, what message is being sent out to their families here in India by the Prime Minister, and how significant is it?
More than 90 lakh persons live and work in Gulf countries. And today with this situation that has developed in West Asia, naturally their kith and kin in different states, particularly in Kerala, which has a huge expatriate population.
Yes.
For them, you know, they have been worried about the safety of their families, particularly even in places like Dubai and Abu Dhabi, where, you know, occasional drone attacks have disturbed the people. Well, we have also seen how Dubai and Abu Dhabi has been coping up with this challenge. But at the same time, from the government point of view, Indian government's point of view, we are ready with our plans, which is basically to rescue our population in case situation worsens or deteriorates. We hope it won't lead to such a situation. But nevertheless, the track record of this government has been wherever Indians have found themselves stuck in war zones, be it Ukraine or be it in Yemen, or be it in Iraq, in different places, the government has always mounted massive evacuation operations.
Right.
But our concern is also about how to find alternative sources of energy. Mm-hmm. That is also a message the Prime Minister gave.
Right. So in Tamil Nadu, Prime Minister Modi flagged off some trains, including two Amrit Bharat Express trains aimed at strengthening rail connectivity between this state and other regions in eastern India. What role does such rail-related projects play in supporting regional economic growth?
Particularly rail connectivity, you know, there is always a movement of migrant labor from one part to another part of this country. And these trains that have been launched today, they connect all the cities in southern states as well as with eastern India. And this is very important. And these trains also have enhanced the quality of travel by providing various passenger amenities. If you remember when the Prime Minister took charge, right from Red Fort, you know, in his first Independence Day address in 2014, the Prime Minister had spoken about travel by train should be something of a good experience.
Yes.
Which for many of us had not been so. We have seen how difficult it was to get reservation, and before the online care, people had to stand up outside the booking windows in long queues. Some of us do have memories of It was quite a hassle, you know, if you had to travel. And particularly if it was a time of vacation, then
right.
huge waiting list. Now what has happened is, over the last 10 years, more trains have been introduced, better quality coaches we have seen, and more safe coaches. So that the travel becomes an experience. This has been, and the government has also been trying to involve, I mean, private through private-public partnerships. Hmm. So several things have been done in this connection by bringing in more modern trains, by more connectivity, doubling of lines and electrification. These are a combined effort to show that along with growth of rail traffic, they have an immediate effect on economic activity in the regions connected by them.
Prime Minister Modi in Tamil Nadu today addressed an NDA rally. Let's listen to what he said during this rally.
Now we have taken a big decision for the airport of Madurai too. Madurai is home to one of the oldest airports in the state. It is a crucial gateway to southern Tamil Nadu. Now our government has elevated Madurai airport to international status. By doing so, we are bringing the world to the doorstep of Madurai. This will mean direct flights to and from many important global cities.
The Prime Minister also inaugurated several rural roads in both the states under the Pradhan Mantri Grameen Sadak Yojana. So clearly the emphasis of the centre is to improve connectivity to rural areas at a time when we are aiming to become Viksit Bharat. How important is this emphasis?
Rural India is where our future is. The India that is Bharat lies in our villages. So be it internet connectivity, be it connectivity through roads, it has always got emphasis that crores of rupees have been allotted every year for this purpose. By bringing in more and more rural areas, gram panchayats under connectivity, we are ensuring the fruits of economic growth story of India reaches them. So it is very important that these projects also generate employment at the local level, particularly rural roads.
Right.
So that where people get opportunity for working on the construction of these roads. Along with that, once the road is constructed, you know, there is a lot of availability of urban-like facilities in rural mm-hmm. areas.
Right.
So that is why this Gram Sadak Yojana has always received priority under the government.
The Prime Minister addressed NDA rallies in Keralam as well as Tamil Nadu during his short visit today. So this was his second visit to these poll-bound states in less than 2 months this year. And we are only into the third month as yet. How do you view this?
Well, with the election around the corner, BJP, which has been long, you know, working in these states to project itself as a very serious political player. In Kerala particularly, the BJP's approach this time is to stand out as an alternative political model, an alternative to left politics, which has been in power for the last 10 years in Kerala, and also to the Congress-led UDF, United Democratic Front. Because the message that Prime Minister has sought to give in all his visits to Kerala is that give BJP a chance. Because you have tested and seen what these two big political formations have done. It is time for BJP should also be given an opportunity in the southern state, Kerala, so that people can see for themselves what is the quality of governance that BJP will be able to bring. Now in Tamil Nadu, which is a different case where BJP has not been, I would say, the best of its organizational base compared to Kerala. But nevertheless, it is now part of an alliance with the opposition AIADMK. Now this AIADMK-BJP alliance is hoping to wrest power from the DMK-led alliance, mm-hmm. which has been there since 2021. And the message of the inauguration of this project is to also convey and nullify the allegations made by the parties in power, both in Kerala and Tamil Nadu, that they are receiving a step-otherly treatment from the centre
right.
under the BJP. So inaugurating this project is a way of telling these parties as well as the voters of these two states that when it comes to development, the centre has spared no efforts and has shown no prejudice or any bias.
Mr. Shekhar Iyer, thank you so much for joining Akashvani's Spotlight program and sharing your views on Prime Minister Modi's Keralam and Tamil Nadu visit.
Thanks very much.
Listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Spotlight.